This show is produced on the original lands of the Dja Dja Wurrung people, and we pay our respects to the elders past and present.
You're listening to Good News Gospel Time with your host, Milton Perkins.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Trouble anywhere. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Love much more than I do. I want to love you, Lord, much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to love you. I want to serve you, Lord, much more than I do. I want to serve you, Lord, much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to serve you. I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do.
You're listening to Good News Gospel Time.
Well, this old house was filled with sin from the ceiling to the floor. Oh, Satan had me wrecked within till I could stand no more. But the great repairman from above, he knew just what to do. He filled my soul with his great love and made me over new. Well, there's been a lot of changes in this heart of mine. I got a born-again experience and now I'm feeling fine. Since God made me over new, down on my knees when I pray through. There's been a lot of changes in this heart of mine. Well, now if your life is needing repair and you don't know what to do, my Savior specializes in fixing folks like you. Well, you can find him listed in the Holy Book today. And when you talk it over, you can surely say, well, there's been a lot of changes in this heart of mine. I got a born-again experience, and now I'm feeling fine. Since God made me over new, down on my knees when I pray through, there's been a lot of changes in this heart of mine.
Welcome back to the show, Good News Gospel Time. There's been a lot of changes in this heart of mine, and before that we had He's Not a Stranger to Me, and we started the show off with one from the Maranatha Singers, I Want to Praise You, Lord. Tune to Good News Gospel Time. Great to have your company today, especially if you're a new listener to the show. It's always great to have new listeners tuned in. This one I'm going to play is one from Helen Whittington. It's a fairly old song, but it's got a lot of meaning to it. It's called The King and I.
Listening to Good News Gospel Time.
Journey, weary of life, and the battle is won. Carry the staff and the cross of redemption. He'll understand and say, the Savior of sinners hung on the cross. He was God's only Son. Oh, hear him calling his Father in heaven. Not my will, Lord, but thine. To the end of my journey, weary of life, and the battle is won, carrying the staff and the cross of redemption, he'll understand and say,
a call going out across the land in every nation. A call to all who swear allegiance to the cross of Christ. A call to true humility, to live our lives responsibly, to deepen our devotion to the cross at any price. Let us then be sober, moving only in the Spirit, as aliens and strangers in a hostile foreign land. The message we're proclaiming is repentance and forgiveness, the offer of salvation to the dying race of man.
To love the Lord our God is the heartbeat of our mission, the spring from which our service overflows. Across the street or around the world, the mission is still the same. Proclaim and live the truth in Jesus' name.
As a candle is consumed by the passion of life unsparingly throughout a darkened room, let us burn to know him deeper than our service flaming bright. We'll radiate his passions and blaze with holy light. Service overflows across.
Was Steve Green singing The Mission. Before that was He'll Understand and Say Well Done. And Helen Whittington brought us the first one of the bracket called The King and I. What a nice voice she's got there with that song. Now it's time to lift the tempo a little bit. Here's one from Rick Anderson.
When I hear about a man who has no direction in life, he wanders so alone, like a king without a throne. This man with no direction in life, you can meet him every day, and we'll even hear him say, I'm fine, things will work out for me. But underneath, always the same, his heart is filled with pain. This man with no direction in life. Has closed the door, it leaves a man with no direction in life. I knew of one such lonely man who at the bottom of life found that there was hope in a Savior. Who cares? As he reached up in despair, he cried to Jesus, do you care? Will you give me some direction in life? Ooh. Then the touch of
blue-collar styler named 4 trips to the Pro Bowl.
Wow. He loves football.
He started in every game he's played in.
Until last year.
He didn't play a single game of the 1998 football season.
Why?
Because there's one thing Chris Spielman loves more than football.
His family.
In July of 1998, Spielman's wife, Stephanie, was diagnosed with cancer.
He wanted to be there for his wife because family matters more than football.
Now that's true love.
Huh? Really? Hmm. You don't see that kind of sacrificial love every day, but you wish you did.
Mm-hmm. Ephesians chapter 5 says, love your wife as much as you love yourself.
And respect your husband as much as you respect yourself.
Do you have a few family problems of your own to tackle? Try a new approach. Ephesians chapter 5.
That's some family help from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
I'm saved, and I'm happy. I'm saved, I'm so free. I'm saved, and I'm happy. Because I know that Jesus loves me.
You're listening to Good News Gospel Time.
Do you know the price he paid to save us? High upon a cross he died to save us. But his eyes held only love, and those who wronged him he forgave. Jesus died upon the cross to save us. When we know we've sinned, we always ask forgiveness. And though we seldom speak his name, he always hears us. When our pride won't let us take the blame, when we hide behind our hurt and shame, remember Jesus died to save us. Jesus died upon the cross to save us. Life for us at Calvary. When a crown of thorns was placed upon him, he still forgave the ones who hurt him. Jesus died upon the cross to save us.
know the price he paid to save us. High upon the cross he died to save us. But his eyes held only love, and those who wronged him he forgave. Jesus died upon the cross to save us. Jesus died upon the cross to save us. Do you know the price he paid to save us?
That was the lovely Isla Grant singing there for us, to save us. And Rick Anderson for us the song just before that one. And to start off the bracket, we had Rick Anderson again singing Direction in Life. And it's great to have your company today on Good News Gospel Time.
From the top of Sinai to the Sea of Galilee, every hill and plain is home, every place is dear to me. There the breezes tell the stories, oh what stories they do tell, of the mighty things that happened in the land of Israel. Here where Moses and the prophets spoke of one who would be king, of a heavenly Messiah and the blessings he would bring. Oh, to hear again the call, all is peaceful, all is well, upon every rock and mountain in the land of Israel. From the rolling plain of Sharon to Mount Tabor's lofty heights, to the desert of Beersheba, all is calm, all is right. Green the trees are on the mountain, sweet the water in the well. May there never more be sorrow in the land of Israel. Here where Moses and the prophets spoke of one who would be king, of a heavenly Messiah and the blessings he would bring. Oh, to hear again the call, all is peaceful, all is well, upon every rock and mountain in the land of Israel.
Welcome to National Savings Bank.
Well, hi. Yes, I'd like to cash this check from God.
Okay, let me take a look here. Sir, there's not enough money in God's account to cover this check.
You're kidding me. God wrote a bad check?
That's ridiculous.
I'll say God doesn't write checks.
Well, not the kind you can cash at a bank anyway.
Well, what other kind are there?
Well, the Philippians chapter 4 check. God promises to take care of all your needs.
Sounds like a blank check.
Basically.
Then how come people don't take God more seriously?
Well, maybe they're afraid that the check will bounce when they really need it the most.
But we're talking about God here.
Exactly, and he'll give you what you need. That's what Philippians chapter 4 says.
I need to start taking advantage of all God offers spiritually.
There's something you can bank on from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Thank you.
I shall rest by the side of the river of life and be free from all sorrow and strife.
I will drink of the water that will never expire
when I rest by the river of life.
I will rest by the side of the river of life and be free from all sorrow and strife. I will drink from the water that will never run dry when I rest by the river of life.
Tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Should we tarry when Jesus is bleeding, bleeding for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercy, mercy for you and for me?
Sometimes I let this old world have its way with me, and there is no escape as far as I can see. Captured by the way I break so free, I know if not for you, there'd be no hope for me. You are the calm at the center of my storm. When the cold winds blow,
always turn to you. Instead of thinking I always know what to do, why does it take the darkness for my eyes to see? There's never been a time when you weren't there for me. You are the calm at the center of my storm. When the cold winds blow, you're the fire that keeps me warm. When the soul world gets me down, I will rest inside your arms. You are the calm at the center of my storm.
You are the calm at the center of my storm, Susie Lessinger. And just before that we heard Foster and Allen sing Softly and Tenderly, and the Oak Ridge Boys brought us The River of Life.
You're listening to Good News Gospel Time.
To bow before the King. to worship and adore you more than any other thing. We offer up our sacrifice of praise for you each day, and it still takes a wise man to pray. We wait for your returning, for the bridegroom to take his bride away. So I'll tend unto my labors, for the fields are white and ready, for the harvest will be gathered by the master on that day. Worship and adore you more than any other thing. We offer up our sacrifice of praise for you each day, and it still takes a wise man to bow before the King. To worship and adore you more than sacrifice of praise for you each day, and it still takes a wise man to pray. So Lord, help me be a wise man today.
Susie Lushinger there singing It Still Takes a Wise Man to Pray. And Stuart Hamblin brought us My Religion's Not Old Fashioned. Thanks for joining me for this program. If you have any comments or questions, you can send an email to me at radiomilton@gmail.com. radiomilton@gmail.com. And before I leave today, I'd like to thank the following people for their help with today's show. Paul Thompson, Dillis, and all the songwriters, singers, and producers. Thank you all very much. So we're going to take this bracket out with one from Ron Canoli, Thine is the Kingdom.
familiar, we find security. Resisting all the changes that days and years can bring. When God decides to lead you through an open door, inviting you to walk in realms you've never known before.
Beyond the open door is a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling you to go. Walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before you. You've never known before.
Hear the Spirit calling to wake the living dead, to reach the huddled masses who cry out for living bread.
By His sweet hand, He